الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، my dear elders and brothers, respected علماء الكرام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran reminded us to make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Allah said, oh you believe, turn towards Allah with sincerity, تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. So what is tawbah? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmahullahi ta'ala in his book, مَدَارِجُ الصَّالِحِينَ, المدارج الصالحين, the book of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, that tawbah is the door to Jannah. Tawbah is the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that Suratul Fatiha is the Fatiha of tawbah. And he explained that when the slave, when he is praying salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. He is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, do not make me and do not include me among those who have attracted your punishments. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Do not put me with those people who you have punished, who have attracted your ghadab, you have attracted your anger. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Do not put me with those people who have gone astray. What is the meaning of this dua? This dua means that the person who is reciting Al-Fatiha is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not want to be with them, meaning I make tawbah from everything which attracts your anger. And I make tawbah from everything which is misguidance. And you know, Ibn al-Qayyim says that a person who recites Al-Fatiha with understanding is making tawbah in every rakat that he is reciting Suratul Fatiha. And this is in Salah alone, and of course after that whenever you recite Suratul Fatiha. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the issue of tawbah in the Quran in several places. The first instance of tawbah, as we know, was the tawbah of our father, Adam alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salam made a mistake, as a result of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him out of the Jannah, and this is the mashiach of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the creation of Adam alayhi salam itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. So it was the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send Adam alayhi salam onto the earth, even before he created Adam alayhi salam. So what is the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam when he was sending him out of the Jannah into the earth? The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam when he was sending him out of the Jannah into the earth is how to get back into the Jannah. The first thing he taught Adam alayhi salam, the first thing he gave in the hand of Adam alayhi salam was the key to Jannah. And what was the key to Jannah? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنْفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Tawbah. Tawbah is the key to Jannah. Tawbah is the door of Jannah. We know that the biggest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us is al-Iman. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Iman. But in a manner of speaking, tawbah is an even bigger ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because tawbah is the ni'mah without which if one exited Iman, there would be no way of going back into Iman. Say for example, people like us who are born in Muslim homes. Alhamdulillah, we were born in a Muslim home. We heard the adhan the minute we were born. But the shaitan is with us. And who knows? You know and I know that just like one sentence is required for a person who has been a mushrik or a kafir all his life, for that person to enter into Islam, for all his sins to be forgiven, and for all those sins to be converted into good deeds, what is required? One single sentence. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. خلاص. 100 years of shirk, 100 years of kufr is wiped out and all those sins are converted into hasanat. When the ayah of Surah Al-Furqan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَةً, when this ayah was revealed, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab went around telling people, I am the best of you. So people said, this is, you know, we are all in this race of trying to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you make this statement and claim that you are the best of us? We are all trying to be the best. He said, no, did you not hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? He said, what did Allah say? Allah said this. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَةً. Allah said that the person who makes tawbah, Allah will convert his sayyi'at into hasanat. Allah will convert his sins into good deeds. So he said, before Islam, I was the worst of you. Nobody committed as many sins as I committed. So now Allah has converted them all into good deeds. So now I am the best of you because I have got this huge stockpile of good deeds. SubhanAllah, the way the Sahaba understood the Quran, they took it to heart, they took it as real, which is what it is. So the door of Jannah, the key to Jannah is Tawbah. If someone enters Islam, all he needs is one sentence. Similarly, may Allah protect us from that, this tongue of ours. Rasulullah said, guarantee me your tongue and what is between your legs and I will guarantee you Jannah. This tongue of ours can take us out of Islam very fast. Same one sentence. One sentence of shirk or kufr can take us clean out of Islam. Just like one sentence is required to come into Islam, one sentence is enough to take us out of Islam. Now say for example, may Allah protect us all from this. But say for example, something like this happens. Now what do you do? If there was no tawbah, what would you do? You are out of Islam and there is no way to get back. SubhanAllah. How does a person who is not a born Muslim, who is born in some other religion and he sees the beauty of Islam and he said, I want to enter Islam, how does he enter Islam if there was no tawbah? That is the importance of tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed us the issue of tawbah in another place. Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam went and preached to his people. And like all the Anbiya, he was rejected. There was no Nabi was not rejected. Every Nabi had to face this. And so Yunus alayhi salam left. And he left before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had permitted him to leave. And then we know the whole story, and I am always conscious of that clock, so I am not telling you the whole story now. But we know the story was in the boat and he was thrown, or you know, he volunteered to go off into, and then the fish swallowed him, the whale swallowed him, and then what did he do in the belly of the whale? What did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhana inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So, either Allah, you are all glory and majesty. Verily, I am the one who has committed this zulm. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And that's what we say, all of us, inshallah, today, we all will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhana inna kunna min al-zalimin. Because wallahi, all of us are zalimun. All of us are zalimun. Why? I'm not saying deliberately we are doing something haram. Inshallah, we are not doing anything deliberate. But zulm is not to give somebody his haq. What is the definition of zulm? Oppression. What is oppression? Oppression is not to give somebody his rights. And who is the number one whose right we are supposed to fulfill? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can any of us say, certainly I can't say for myself, can we say that there is even one single action in my entire life which I can say, Ya Rabbi, this action which I have done fulfills your rights? Can I say this? Can anybody on the face of the earth say it? If somebody could say it, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could say it. But what do we know about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, make tawbah to Allah, return to Allah. I make tawbah 70 times in a day. For someone whose position we know, for someone who was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times a day. And another hadith, the Sahaba said we used to count and we counted up to 100. Where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to return to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we know that it is not necessary to commit a sin in order to make tawbah. Tawbah is ubudiyah. Tawbah is the sign that I am the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we make tawbah to return to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to show and to testify to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala every minute of our life, to say, Ya Rabbi, I am your slave. I am your abd. And you are my Rabb, and there is no one in between, and I do not make shirk. And I do not make ubudiyah to anyone other than you. There is no one. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So to enter into Jannah, tawbah. When you are in personal difficulty, tawbah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. What about when there is collective difficulty? What about collective difficulty? Nuh alayhi salam, preaching to his people 950 years. Imagine, these are the stories of the Quran. It is our iman, it is our aqeedah. That 950 is not a figurative speech, it is actual number. Can you imagine, today we talk about da'wah, we talk about tabligh, we talk about doing the work of Islam and so on and so forth. 950. Inni da'awtu qawmi laylaw wa nahara, 24 hours. He said, Ya Rabbi, I'm giving da'wah to my qawm day and night. The Anbiya did not do the work of da'wah part-time. They did not do the work of da'wah so many days in a year. They did not do the work of... This is all because of our weakness. This is because of our weakness, and it's because we also have to go in the path of Allah to learn how to do the work. So therefore there is a course. There is a course in 6 times, like you go for anything else. You go and study medicine and engineering and so on, and nobody asks why should it be 5 years, why should it not be 7 years. There is a course. But what is the purpose? The doctor who is studying medicine for 5 years is not giving up medicine at the end of 5 years. He is studying medicine for 5 years to practice medicine for the rest of his life. See, we don't think. We just make, you know, people have a habit of making comments and raising objections. What is this work of da'wah? What is the work of tabligh? It is to be done by whom, for how long? It is to be done, it's a fard ayn, the personal fard on every single Muslim man or woman, to be done for their entire life until the day they die. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us and take our soul in His path, inshallah. To learn that, we go somewhere. So what did Nuh alayhi salam talk about? I'm talking about tawbah as a means of deliverance from collective problems. Nuh alayhi salam giving da'wah to his people. Da'wah to qawmi layla wa nahara. I call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Then as a result of their rejection and rejection and rejection, musiba comes on them, difficulties comes on them, trials and tribulations come on them, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us. What is the reason for trials and tribulations and difficulties coming on us? What is the reason? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? He said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. He said the trials and tribulations, the difficulties, the musiba, the problems of the dunya and the problems on the sea and the land are because of the deeds of people which come out from their hands. Bima kasabat aydin nas. And why do these difficulties come? لِيُذِقَهُ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that we can give them a taste of the result of these deeds so that they will turn towards us. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. In another place, Surah Sajdah, Allah said, we give them a taste of a small punishment before the big punishment so that they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and save themselves from the big punishment. Tawbah. So what do the people of Nuh alayhi salam, what do they go and they tell him what? They tell him, these are our problems. Nuh alayhi salam says, this is what I was warning you against. So what does he say? What does he tell them to do? فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا ويرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. What is the Nabi saying? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ Make istighfar to your Rabb. What is istighfar? Two words. Tawbah is to turn towards Allah. How do you turn towards Allah? By istighfar. By owning up your sins. By making istighfar. By asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Tawbah is to turn towards Allah. Istighfar is the way in which we turn towards Allah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. We have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah said, do not despair of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every single sin. Everything. Allah will forgive shirk, Allah will forgive kufr, Allah will forgive everything. Provided we make tawbah. Which brings us to the final issue of the shurut, of the shart, of the conditions of tawbah, and there are three. The first condition of tawbah is genuine regret in the heart. To be genuinely contrite and to be genuinely ashamed and to be genuinely regretful that I committed this sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who is a muttaqi, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among the muttaqun. He said, a muttaqi, if he commits the smallest sin, it sits on top of him like a rock. He feels that this is a huge burden, a rock that is going to fall on my head at any minute and crush me. So obviously, if this burden is on my head, what do I want to do? I want to get rid of it. How do I do that? Immediately I make tawbah. Smallest thing, whatever it was. And he said, a person who has no taqwa, what does he do? How does he treat sin? He said, he treats sin like a fly that is sitting on his nose. He feels that at any moment I can just move my hand and the fly will fly away. There is no fear in his heart because I have committed this sin, because I have transgressed against the order and ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign. Not to have this fear is a sign of lack of taqwa. So the first condition of the acceptance of tawbah is genuine regret in the heart. Where a person stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cries and says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me, this is something which I did and I ask your forgiveness. Genuine regret. Number two condition is never to go back to that thing again. Not a question of, you know, doing something wrong and then again doing it wrong and continuously. No. If you are genuinely regretful, then you do not repeat that mistake. So never to go back to that again. And third condition of tawbah is if the mistake was of a nature which is from the huquq al-ibad, if it was from a nature where the transgression was against somebody else, against the person, then a third condition is required, which is you make up whatever operation that you did. You undo that thing which you did. For example, if you swallowed somebody's property, then you regurgitate it, give it back to him. If you malign somebody's name and you gave him a bad name by doing riba or qatan or whatever it was, you go and apologize and you stand up and say, I'm sorry, I made this wrong comment about so and so, actually that is not true and I am the one at fault. Is it easy to do? No. But is it easy to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he asked in the famous hadith, he asked the Sahaba, he said, do you know who are the destitute of this ummah? Who are the poor, the destitute? They have nothing. They said, Ya Rasulullah, the destitute of the ummah are the people who have no dirham or dinar. He said, no. He said, the destitute of this ummah are those who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hasanat, with good deeds, the size of the mountain of Uhud. And when they are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all this hajj and umrah and khairat and sadaqat fi sabilillah and salawat and tahajjud and rizat, tilawatul Quran and azkar and whatever, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when they are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those they wronged in the world, the people whose haq they took in the world, the people who they harmed and maligned and whatever they did in the world, they will come and there will be a long line. And then it will be asked to them, what do you want? And they will say, Ya Rab, give us justice. And what is the dirham and dinar? What is the currency of the Jannah, of the Akhirah? The currency of the Akhirah is not the dollar and pound. The currency of the Akhirah is deeds, his actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, what do you want me to do? And they will say, Ya Rab, give us those good deeds that he has brought, because he harmed us in the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let this be done. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come when that entire mountain of Uhud, the good deeds, will disappear and there will be nothing left. And he said, however, the line of people that they wronged will still be there. Will still be there. Then Allah will say, now what do you want me to do? They will say, Ya Rab, give our bad deeds to that person, because now he has nothing to give us. Take away our bad deeds and give it to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this will be done. And that person who came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a mountain of good will be thrown into the hellfire because of the bad deeds of the others. Now you might say, how is it possible to have such a long line of people who will never finish? And I tell you, in today's modern world, it's very easy. One email is all you require. One single email maligning somebody, the only eternal thing in this world is email. One single email maligning somebody will go and rotate on the internet for 1,000 years, long before after you have gone into your cover, and it will keep on earning you punishment because of what you wrote about somebody else, which was false. So it's very easy to understand this. Not difficult at all in today's modern world. How is it possible to get a line of people who you have harmed from here to Timbuktu? Very simple, right? One email. I remind myself that let us make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive all our sins. We ask Allah, we make tawbah, we clean our slate before we go before Him. Because once we go before Him, there is no cleaning of any slate. The cleaning has to be done in this dunya. So let us make hisab. My request to you is, today when you go back home, sit down with a sheet of paper and write down all the ways, all the things that you need to make tawbah for. The rights of Allah and the rights of people, your brothers and sisters and so on and so forth. We have families who are split apart on issues of one small piece of land, one small ground, one house, one something, inheritance. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We forget that no matter how much you have, even if you own the whole world, you are still going into a hole in the ground when you die. And you want to split a family, you want to bring problem between brother and brother because of a small piece of land somewhere or a house or something. How terrible are you? How can Muslims behave like this? Think about it. But huge law practices survive because thanks to the cases of one Muslim against another Muslim. The lawyers make dua every day, Allah keep this, because this is how I eat. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put love of each other in our heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it possible for us, when we leave this masjid, to go and cancel all those cases. Go to your brother, hug your brother, kiss your brother, give him the paper for the land and the house and say, keep it alhamdulillah with my blessing and my dua. Because you as a brother is more important to me than this piece of ground. Take it and make dua for me, inshallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who does that, I will guarantee him a palace min wasatil jannah, in the center of Jannah. So if you believe the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and do it now. Immediately after, you must go and cancel all those cases and cancel all this, take out all this stuff from the heart, throw it away, clean your heart, go and hug your brother, hug your sister, go and kiss them and tell them your family is important. And that, on the basis of this, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that palace in the Jannah. Yeah? I always say, every Muslim must be in the real estate business. Anyone comes and says, what do you do? You say, I'm in the real estate business. So what is the real estate business? I'm making palaces in Jannah. My job is, my business is, I make palace in the Jannah. Alhamdulillah. Every Muslim must be in the real estate business. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of you real estate tycoons with hundreds of thousands of palaces in the Jannah, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب اليك. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.